Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Good afternoon. Since we're here at First Base, the Delta Lounge at First Base, Rishus Kol HaChavirim, Rishus Keith Hernandez, once when Reb Noach from Lechovich was in his cheder avoda, is in his office. He was in his room where he did his thing, right next to the base medrash. He overheard a couple of talmidim in the base medrash, a couple of chassidim, and there was one young man there who, in getting himself ready for davening, was speaking out loud, saying, "Ani mamin, I believe." Be'emuna shalema, with complete faith. And then said, Ani ma'amin be'emuna shalema. And again, ani ma'amin be'emuna shalema. He just wasn't cutting. So Reb Noach came out of his room, out of the office. The Rebbe came out of the office and he said to him, "What's the matter? What's going on?" And this young man, with real sincerity, said, "Rebbe, here's the thing. We say Ani Ma'amin Be'emunah Shalema. We say our 13 principles of faith. We declare them. I know that it's part of davening. I'm supposed to say it. But I just don't know if I believe it." So Noach said, "What do you mean? What do you mean? He said, "If I believed with complete faith that Hashem is the only one and runs the world, sustains the world, etc., etc., then how could I ever do an Avera? How could I ever sin? How could I ever separate myself from God? How could I ever be in violation of God's expectations for me? So I just don't understand. I just feel dishonest. I feel disingenuous saying it." And Reb Noach looked at him and said, "No, you're misunderstanding. When a Jew says, Ani ma'amin be'emunah shalema, I believe with complete faith, it's al derech ha'tfilah. It's a prayer. Halavai, ribono shel olam, Hashem, I want to live with complete faith. I want my life, my actions, my choices, my thoughts, my deeds, my life to be guided be'emunah shalema." When there's no understanding, a little bit of word of inspiration, Chassid is able to continue on with his davening. Discussing a topic of emuna, I mean, I'm not a philosopher, I'm not a theologian, I'm not even really a rabbi. I play one on TV. Not here to be mechadish anything. Not here to forge any new path in understanding what our emuna is, what it's not, what we believe, what we don't. I just hope here in these couple of days before Rosh Hashanah to ask permission for us to daven together. That our get together here this morning, this afternoon, this learning should be al derech ha'tefila. During Elul, it's a custom, I'd say in our community, I don't want to be presumptuous. The days before Rosh Hashanah, Breslovers are learning Torah Hey, Likutei Moharan Tinyana. The second half of Likutei Moharan, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov's magnum opus, are learning this teaching, the fifth teaching. It's Tikkun Mona, it's on the top of your Makorot sheet there, on the top of the source page. Welcome to take a look at it inside. Torah Hey is a complicated teaching dealing with the role of health, spiritual health, physical health, hishtadlus, bitachon, how much effort we should put into maintaining our health, the role of doctors, the role of the formal medical community, how much tefillah and faith plays a role in healing. I'm going to get into all of that per se, but the way that Rabbi Nachman frames the entire discussion is really what I'd like for us to spend a little time with today. Tikkun b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu, our Kiddush from Rosh Hashanah morning, Psukim and Tehillim, expressing the centrality of Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Ichok li Yisrael u'mishpat alokei Yaakov. Says Rabbi Nachman, Ha'ikar hu ha'emuna. The main thing is emuna. The main thing is faith. V'tzarech kol echad l'chapes es atzmo. And every one of us are called upon to search out ourselves. L'chapes et atzmo. U'l'chazek es atzmo be'emuna. To search ourselves out and to strengthen ourselves with emuna. More than anything else, perhaps, shofar is a call to faith. It's an expression of our emuna, and it's a reminder who we are and what we believe in. During these days in Elul, when we're searching out ourselves, when we're strengthening ourselves in emuna, I mean, for me, what that means, and everyone has their own sefer, their own Elul sefer, their own Elul sitcom that they go to. I mean, for me, it's when Costanza gets fired for not following the rules and has that incredible epic showdown with his boss, Ayin Sham. If anybody wants, those are the makoros that come afterwards. If you email me at the bottom of the page. But everyone has their go-to to like renew their faith and kind of dig deep and be mechazik themselves, so to speak. For me, there are a few prakim and Tanya and Sefer Tanya from the Alter Rebbe that I come back to every single year. The 46th parak in Tanya, I think the Alter Rebbe illuminates what this chipus and chizuk might look like. Rebbe describes the relationship of Klal Yisrael and Hashem through this narrative of Ani Ladodi Vadodi Li between two lovers. There's a relationship that we have with Hashem as children to a parent. There's a relationship that we have as subjects to a king. And then there's that way of understanding our Kesher to Hashem, our relationship with God, as that which takes place between lovers. And in Perek Memvav, the Alter Rebbe opens up different categories and different definitions of love. There are two directions, there are two ways that one can draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through love. Drawing close to God through observance, close to God through Yira, are separate categories, through love. One the Alter Rebbe coins as Ahava Rabba, and the other is Ahavas Olam. Ahava Rabba can't be attained by man on his own. It's not something we can learn in a sefer, that we can listen to shiurim on, we can go to a tzaddik, we can go to a guide, to a mentor, and talk about and increase it. Ahava Rabba is something which is granted by a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a gift. It's chen, it's grace, it's what one might call grace. Chemistry. Go out together, two people, husband and wife, two partners come together, and there's something there that pulls. There's something there, there's chen. There's matzah chayim, there's chemistry. That, from above to below, the Alter Rebbe explains, is called Ahava Rabba. That Kadosh Baruch Hu just sometimes gives in us a feeling that we're wanted, a sense that we belong. Pass by a shul and something stirs. We hear an old niggun, and there's something inside of us that moves. A person's drawn to Talmud Torah. It's not the Torah, the Niggun, or the content itself, but that feeling of being called, that sense of being drawn, that comes from Hashem, and that's called Ahava Rabba. A second expression of love, Alter Rebbe explained, is called Ahavas Olam. That's where the work comes in. Sustained meditation, daily practice, that WhatsApp group every day with Tehillim from Rabbi Trump, or some insight that a person's learning in Daf Yomi or in Parsha, working on tefillah. When we use that language of working, of avodas Hashem, the result of that, the closeness that comes from that, is called Ahavas Olam. We take a look at the third line in Perek Mem Vav. Ach achasi ava klula michol b'chinos ha-madregos ava rabba v'ahavas olam. There is a level, however, there's a way of connecting with Hashem, of experiencing love with the Ribono Shel Olam, that transcends, that's beyond Ahava Rabba and Ahavas Olam, that which is unearned and that which just comes from above. V'shava l'chol nefesh mi'Yisrael. And this is something which is across the board, applies to everyone. V'yirusha hima avoseinu. It's something which is inborn. Not that we've done anything to acquire, to achieve, or to earn, but it's that treasury of unearned gifts that comes simply as an inheritance. We put so much emphasis on forging our own way and earning our seat at the table and working hard. A lot of Yiddishkeit is meritocracy. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, you understand the Gemara if you put in the hard work. Or you get to make the siyum if you show up every day. Misha tarach be'erev Shabbos, yochel b'Shabbos. You want to have a beautiful Shabbos table? Takes effort. But then there's an element, there's a meta-narrative in our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam called Ahava Misuteres, something which is concealed, a reservoir of love, of faith, of identity, of self, that's in our DNA, that's in our kishkis, that has nothing to do with anything that we've ever done, anything that we understand, anything we can comprehend, anything that we've earned. Rak sha'arazu b'chinas hester v'helein. This way of connecting, this way of experiencing that relationship with Hashem is completely beyond, it's extra rational. It has nothing to do with our hard work or whether we deserve it or not. It's simply because of who we are. Because of who we were born to. Hester v'helem gadol b'nafshos kol yibkol beis Yisrael. And that reservoir of faith and love, of kesher, of DNA, exists deep within every single one of us. Whether we like it or not, to bring that out, there's different ways. It's intellectual, maybe it's experiential, maybe it's emotional. But that's already the second part of the story. First things first, the Alter Rebbe explains that beyond Avarab and Avasolam, beyond that which we do, which we earn, which we can understand, beyond the chemistry in the relationship, beyond the fact that we have shared goals, and that it just sometimes works, there's something between us that's called Yerusha. And it's there not because of anything that we've done, and there's nothing that we can do to eliminate that. In Oros HaTchia, I mean, who more than Rav Kook, after the Baal HaTanya, really expresses this, not just philosophically and theologically, not just as a systematic construct, but practically, in terms of our relationships with each other. Who more than Rav Kook? Writes the Rav in Oros HaTchia, it's just, this is the way that we're built. Ein adam mukhshar l'shum tchuna nafshit. We're not constructed, mankind, are not constructed for anything more than le'ehov u'la'amin, than to love and to be people of faith, to believe. That's how we are built. They say about Revelsky Zatzal, Torah Vadas, that when he would bring his car into the mechanic, he insisted on doing it himself. He didn't want his wife or somebody else to bring it in for him. He's Rosh Hashiva. He brought his car in because he wanted to watch when they opened up the hood. He liked to see how they took apart the engine and how they played a little different parts. It's the way he gave Yoredei Yashir Lahavdil. He wanted to deconstruct. He'd bring in a gigantic intestine or a lung and he'd take it apart, because it's not just to learn it on a page, but you want to see how the pieces work. If we would deconstruct the inner world of a Jew, Rav Kook explains, we would find Ava and Emuna, not because of anything that we've done or read or acquired. Not because of anything that we deserve, so to speak. That's not even the language. Just because of who we are. Kol ma sha'adam oseh, kol gilgulei ha'historia. Everything in human history is an expression of that fact. All change, all revolution, all rebellion, all growth and ingenuity. Everything in the world that expresses creativity and a desire to move the ball forward for the human race, kol hakochos apolim b'tarbut, everything in culture and art, kulam mechuvanim ledavar echad, it's all leading us toward one thing, lefateach l'shachlel es ha'ava v'emuna. It's toward creating a manifestation of that love and faith that exists inside of every human being. Our desire to build, to create, to inspire, to improve the world, comes from that place called Ahava Mesuteres. Emuna v'ahava hem etzem hachayim. This is the essence of life. Like David HaMelech said, Yisrael betach b'Hashem. It's not a question, do we believe, do we not believe, what do we believe, what's the state of our belief? Yisrael betach b'Hashem. Hayin has bitachem. Every Beitar Yushalayim game, Tzahov Shachor Baneshama, when Beitar Yushalayim scores a goal, that's what we sing, Anachnu Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim, that's what they sing in the stadium. And during these days, in the hallways of Beitar Yushalayim games, banging on drums with that shirts on, lit up, shouting, Jewish pride, the Lubavitcher Rebbe called this Gaon Yaakov. Jewish pride, identity, self, who we are on the inside. Some might call it the Pintaliyid, some call it the Neshama. But it's a religious expression. And sometimes it has a formal manifestation, liturgically, sometimes it has an expression in the construct of Orthodox Jewish life and Shmiras HaMitzvos, and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's about being pro-Israel. Sometimes it's about rooting for Beitar Yushalayim. But that's who we are. And what about a Jew who says he doesn't believe? What about a Jew who says, I'm an apikoros, I'm a kofir, I don't belong to this community of believers, I'm not part of that tzibur. So, yeah, there's different elements, there's different approaches in Jewish philosophy of how we respond and what that person's status is. But based on Torah Hei Tinyana from Rabbi Nachman, and based on Mem Vav and the way that the Alter Rebbe is looking at the world, I think really the most poshut pshat is to say, okay, we could say whatever we want. That might be a lack of Ava Rabba or Avas Olam. That might be something that has to do with the world of Yira and Yirat Shamayim. That's something which is intellectual or rational, and in the end of the day, that's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not really up to you, is it? If it's inborn, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen it, chosen us to be that way. In monetary law, the Mishnah in Bava Metzia describes somebody who, a defendant who lies about his financial obligations and lies about his credit history. And the Mishnah Bava Metzia calls him a kofir. He's somebody who's covering up, like what his financial well-being is, what his story is. In the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan, we had the kaporet, which covered the aron. And we say it should be a kapara, Yom Kippur, Kippur Avonot, a covering up, so to speak, of these mistakes, of these wrongdoings. And Noach built the teva, so he covered chaparta, mibayit michutz. He covered the walls of the ark from outside and inside with tar, zephet, to seal it. Kfira is an expression of wanting to cover something up that's there. It's not like, you know, searching the internet incognito. Think like you come, oh, no one's going to find out. All the time, there's no searching incognito. There's no covering up our tracks and trying to deny that which we really are. Ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim Yisrael b'tach b'Hashem means that a Yid is a ma'amin. We are an expression of emuna. Our connection to Hashem isn't based on feelings. It's not based on time of year. It's not how we're doing in our Yiddishkeit. It's not about an aliyah. It's not about a yirida. It's not if the market is up or the market is down. It's not gutters and strikes. It might be covered up, but beneath the surface, there is a soul. And beneath that soul, there's something called Ahava Mesuteret. A reservoir of faith that can never, ever, ever be erased. Va'ikir hu emuna. Tzarach kol echad l'chapes es atzmo u'lechazek es atzmo. Says Rabbi Nachman, the main thing is emuna. That place is the main part of who I am. That's the real me. And the ikir is l'chapes, to search it out. U'lechazek es atzmo be'emuna, faithfully. Because even though sometimes we feel disconnected and disheartened, we feel that that's not really being activated. We're not living with that faith. That faith is not expressing itself like that young man in the Beis Medrash of Noach of Lechowitz was saying, how could I, if I have such a moon, how could I be making all these mistakes? How can my life be filled with chait and aveira and sins, willful or accidental? If I'm such a mamin, how can I be living like that? To be mechazik atzmo be'emuna, Rabbi Nachman says, is faithfully to strengthen ourselves, the recognition that our emuna has very little to do with what we do, the choices that we make. That's Avarabba, that's the neshama. There is a meta-narrative beyond the neshama, the context of all of creation. One time there was a young man who was walking past the shul, and they're looking for a tzentin, looking for a minyan. And the guy saw, he sniffed him out, he bageled him, he sniffed him out, the guy outside the shul, that he looked Jewish, whatever. And he said, "Nu, you want to come join us for a mincha minyan?" The guy said, "I'm not a mincha guy." So he said, "Nu, come on in, but we need a tenth man for davening." He said, "I'm an apikoros. I'm not a believer." He goes, "Okay, you might be an apikoros, doesn't mean you still don't have to daven mincha." In his younger years, before he became the Tolna Rebbe, Yitzchak Weinberg Shlita was a mashgiach in the Ger Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. They called him Reb Itche. And he was there, he was a mashpia in Ger. He had a friend, he spoke English, he came from an English-speaking home. So he's one of the most approachable tzaddikim in Yerushalayim today. So he got to know some of the B'nai Chutz La'aretz, guys who came to learn in Yeshiva, you know, Chassid Shabachim, who came to learn, so he was kind of like the go-to guy. And there's a young man who he had a relationship from Lakewood that went back to Lakewood. And when this guy got back to Lakewood, he was having a very difficult time, real struggle, real Yerida. And he wrote Reb Itche a letter describing the foreign thoughts he had, and these intrusive thoughts, and disturbing thoughts, real Hurhurei Aveira. And it wasn't just like, you know, the basic standard young man stuff. It was like, what is this all about anyway? Hurhurei Avodah Zarah. Thoughts that maybe God doesn't even exist. If God exists, maybe there are other gods. Like real heavy Avodah Zaradika thoughts. And he was real shaken up by it, so he sent it to Reb Itche. Reb Itche didn't know exactly what to do. So he went to the Ger Rebbe, to the Beis Yisrael. And he asked the Beis Yisrael, a letter. And he asked them, like, how do I respond? What do I say? And the Beis Yisrael said, bring me Gemara Shabbos. Learn something together. He took a Gemara Shabbos off the wall and opened it up to Kuf Yates, to page 119. And the Gemara says, Kol ha'one amen yehesh me'rabah b'chol kolcho. Anybody who answers amen yehesh me'rabah with all of their might, with all of their strength, afilo yesh bo shemetz avodah zarah, even if there's a little bit of an idolatrous thought inside of that person, if there's a shmek avodah zarah, mochlin lo. He's forgiven because of the power of that yesh me'rabah. And Rabbi Yochanan says, even more than a shemetz avodah zarah, if the person actually is involved in avodah zarah, still answering Yehesh Me'rabah, declaring God at the center of our world, wipes that clean, mochlin lo. The Rebbe asked Itche, tell me, what do you see over here? Itche said, I see the power of tefillah, that if a person really davens with sincerity, and a person really declares God as center of their life with sincerity, Yehesh Me'rabah, then no matter what, Hashem forgives. The Ger Rebbe went like this, he waved his hand and said, no, that's not, come on, that's not what the Gemara is saying. I mean, maybe that's what the Gemara is saying, but that's not what I'm showing you. What I want you to see in this Gemara and tell that Bacher, anyone who answers Yehesh Me'rabah with all their strength, even if they have a little bit of Avodah Zarah inside of them, thoughts of idolatry, of kfira, what that means is even somebody who has thoughts of kfira, even somebody who's involved in Avodah Zarah, can still daven, can still answer Yehesh Me'rabah with all of their strength, not feel like they're a hypocrite, not feel like a loser, can come to shul, can participate in the Jewish community, and mochel lo avonosav. Whatever kfira is in our hearts, whatever doubts we have, and everyone has those moments, those moments. There's a levaya for a young mother in Bergen County today. The end of a 3-hour slichas last night, that's what people were talking about. Thousands of kapitlach of tehillim and chalabakes are going on all over the world. There's a moment of wondering, do my tefilos really matter? Do all those names that my wife is saying there every Friday afternoon, does that make a real impact in Hashem? If I show up at Mincha here and mumble through a 12-minute davening, is that really going to make an impact on me, on the Ribono Shalom? Like, let's talk tachlis. Or Me'ilah, Krisus, I mean, it's been a rough run since the summer. I mean, even with the OU Daf Yomi app, I mean, even if the historical context, and Amar Libos, Amar Razner, Amar Elf, I mean, am I really retaining it? Is it worth it? Maybe, maybe not. But even with those questions, a Jew comes to shul and answers, Yehi Shmei Ra, but even if there's a Shemetz Avodah Zarah in our hearts, because whatever is there, whatever kfira is there, there's a deeper place called Ava Mesuteres. That's beyond that dialect, beyond that Ava Rabba, Avas Olam. Beyond that earned or unearned, there's just something that is. That's called Yisrael B'tach B'Hashem, Aminim B'nei Ma'aminim. Everything in this world is just Or V'choshech B'erbuvi. I mean, everything that we're doing, nothing is totally pure, totally clean. My daughter on Thursday night went to a concert in Yerushalayim. And there's a paitan, there's a musician who's really making headway in Eretz Yisrael today, named Amir Dadon. If you see the guy, he looks like a rock star. Phenomenal hairline. Wears a black t-shirt that I'm not sure where you buy such a black t-shirt. It's loose in the right places and tight in the right places. It's like a certain type of, he stands in a certain way that just says, I'm a rock star. No? I mean, I just want once in my life someone should call my name the way Yishai Ribo calls Amir Dadon to bring him on stage. I mean, tens and tens of thousands of Jewish kids from, not from, are coming together. It's one of the few places in Eretz Yisrael today, especially during election season, where people are coming together is in these concerts. You see what's happening in the world. It's extraordinary. And one of the refrains of the most popular songs in Israel today that put Amir Dadon on the map is a song called Livchor Nachon. It's to choose right. Matay Elmad Livchor Nachon. When are we going to learn already how to choose properly, how to choose the right way? Lahamin Lerot Shetov. That's the refrain. It's the top song in Israel on the charts for weeks. In America, it's the horses in the back already for the past 4 months. The musicians in Israel don't make as much money, might not be as famous, but it's a message for Yom Narayim. My daughter said, she was there Thursday night in Yerushalayim, and Sultan Pulse said there are thousands of people singing along. And she said, there are people there with yarmulkes, without, all sorts of Jews there. And this was unprompted. And this is, I hope that we're past this point. I'm sure that never gets past that with kids and parents. I know she was probably trying to impress me and get something. But she said, and I'm certain that everyone was davening. Whatever his kavanos were, the Alter Rebbe explains, there's a higher kavana, there's a meta kavana. Is that tchuna nafshis that Rav Kook explained earlier, that tchuna nafshit, it's about pushing the world closer to Hashem, not further away. Enough complaining about the generation, about kids today. Kvetching about the kfira and the challenges and the nesionos. It might be true, but there's also a greater movement toward good, toward positivity, toward tikkun olam than ever before. Because it's just a dialectic. There's a constant give and take of light and darkness. One of the more moving parts of Yom Narayim davening is La'el Orech Din. L'bochein livavos b'yom din. That God is measuring and God is examining our hearts on the Day of Judgment. L'gol amukos, who reveals all the depths, b'din. And as everyone gets into that posture, it's that stressful part of davening. We're going down that vortex, like the bowling ball is down the slide. It's a Sanatokyav time. And it's everybody, I mean, this is where the mortality, like no one's taking coffee breaks. Everybody starts davening seriously. Because God is examining my heart. God is going to see my search history and look through my records, my financial records, and my emails, and my conversations, and my WhatsApps, and my thoughts. And when God looks into my heart and reveals the secrets, he's going to find all sorts of like embarrassing and scary stuff that I just would never want other people to know, right? That's not the pshat in the piyut. That's not a secret that people have crazy thoughts, that we all have thoughts of kfira and weird thoughts and uncomfortable thoughts and embarrassing thoughts that my wife would run away. Everybody would run away. No one would be here. That's for sure. And we all have that in the same way. That's the way Hashem programmed us. That's not a secret that people are people, that peoples is peoples, and that we have a Yetzer Hara and that we struggle. And that we want what we want, and we like what we like, and we're drawn after what we're drawn after. That's not a chiddush. Lebochein levavot is that beyond that, beneath that, deeper than that, more real than that, is that there's a heart that's alive with the love of Hashem. The secret is that beneath those thoughts of Avodah Zarah lies an incredible reservoir of emunah. Every morning when we wake up, we express our faith in God and God's faith in us, Rabbe Munasecha, that Hashem believes in us and is giving us another shot at the world. Take a look on the second page on the other side. The great Rebbe Michal Ber Weissmandel Zatzal, Zatzarek and a Talmud Chacham, he was a unique Rosh Hashiva, he was an expert in manuscripts. He's an Oberlander from Slovakia, and one of the more tragic figures in contemporary Jewish history. His family was murdered in Auschwitz, as were most of his Talmidim, most of his community. In 1944, on a train to Auschwitz, he managed to pick the lock of the cattle car and rolled off the side. He broke his leg, but he managed to survive and escape. And because he'd worked with manuscripts before the war, he had certain connections in Oxford, bless you, and other places, he would write letters, just these desperate letters about the plight of European Jewry. He was the first to say, bomb the tracks at Auschwitz. The biography about his life is called The Unheeded Cry. And his memoir is called Min HaMeitzar, about the suffering that he went through. He saved thousands of Jews. Thousands of Jews. But he died less than 10 years after surviving the war. Moved the yeshiva to Mount Kisco and rebuilt a little bit, but suffered from depression. And he died a broken man in 1957. Bless you. His last drasha, the final message that he shared with the world right before he was nifter, is that Tzidduk HaDin from Parashas Hazinu, Hatzur Tamim Pa'alo Kichol Derachav Mishpat. Hashem's actions are pure, they're perfect, and all of his ways are just. The faithful God, El Emunah, Vein Avel. Take a look at this drasha. It says in Medrash, El Emunah, God is a God of faith, Sheheemin Ba'olamo Varo, who believes in the world that he created in all of his creations. Chazal explained, El Emunah, Shekodesh Baruch Hu Hayalo Emunah. God had faith in the world and therefore created it. And it's necessarily so, Rabbi Michal Ber explains. It's necessarily so. Because Hashem knew how far the world would move away from his ideal notion of what the world is going to look like. It didn't take long to have to hit the reset button in the flood. So second parsha of the Torah. That didn't take long. To take a little bit further, HaKadosh Baruch Hu struggled, so to speak, with the Midas HaDin to quiet those voices of opposition that mankind would just mess things up. And Hashem said, I know, but I believe in them. Rabosai, if you take a look halfway down that makar, Rabosai, this is his final message. My dear friends, I want to tell you who I am. Look, it's not nice to talk about yourself. So get up here and read on my LinkedIn. I get up here and tell you about all my accomplishments. There's no other way that I can do this. Hatoar Shalihu, this is who I am. This is my title. Echad min ein misbar alfi ravavos anashim shebar Hashem esbarach ba'olamo. I'm one of infinite creations that God brought into this world. I'm one of infinite creations that God brought in here because He believes in me. Because He expects something from me. I was created because God believes in me. Ein ze gaiva, this is not arrogance. It's not hisnasos or hisalos. Kol adam nivra be'emuna she'emin bo Hashem yisbarach. All of us, every one of us, were created with the faith that God had in us. Rabba emuna secha. Uvaro latachlet zo. And God created us with this purpose. To live with the faith that He has in us. And to have faith in Him because of that. He says, it's true that much of what I tried to accomplish in my life, I failed at. Nisiti lifol dvarim gedolim od. I tried, he tried. He tried to save European Jewry, but they didn't listen to him. He failed. Vashem yisbarach amar li, lo. Hashem told me no. He said no to my tfilos. Amy wrote to Larach Bazeh, I don't want to talk about it now, he said. I don't have strength. Hashem insisted that it wouldn't be successful, my efforts wouldn't be successful. But I'm living with God's faith in me. And my life is my faith in God. Of all the tochachas that we had in this week's parasha, all the pain, all the suffering, all the famine, the war, the starvation, the exile, worst of all perhaps is v'hayu einecha v'chayecha tlui melcha mineged, our life will be hanging in the balance. V'chadat alayla v'yom, we filled with anxiety. V'lo sa'amin b'chayecha. We won't believe in our lives. Imagine such a thing, to be in the world and not believe in our lives. It's the greatest suffering and curse of our generation. Low self-esteem, a lack of purpose, a lack of confidence, a faithlessness. We go through life working hard, feeling like we're just spinning wheels. Listlessness and alienation, placelessness, that who we are and what we do just doesn't matter. Not to others and not to Hashem. It's an instant world. People are disposable, relationships are disposable, values are transient. Rav Kook writes in Oros HaTorah that an Adam HaYashar, Tzarech Lahamin B'chayav, that a person who's Yashar believes in their life. It's crooked to not believe in ourselves. It's kfira to think that our lives are not important, that our efforts are not meaningful to Hashem. As much as we have to believe in God, we have to believe that God believes in us and is expecting us to be Megala Kvodo Yisbarach in the world, the inner purpose of creation. Beyond Avarabba, beyond the Avas Olam, beyond what we do or what we don't do, beyond our failures or our successes, beyond whatever thoughts of Avodah Zarah we might have. And there's no greater Avodah Zarah than thinking that our lives are purposeless, that our efforts are not meaningful to Hashem. Aminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo, the role of tzaddikim, the role of big people, is to tell us how big we are. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did after the Chet HaEgel. That's where the core of our Slichas Hashem, Hashem Kel Racham V'Chanun, Erech Apayim Rav Chesed V'Emes. It's our expression of faith. And we blow shofar and we say these words expressing our faith in the relationship that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that we can fix, that we can repair. That there's nothing we can do that can change that kesher and drive God out of our lives because the divine breath is in us. We blow shofar to express that original shofar blast of creation when God blew in to the inanimate earth and turned that pile of dirt into a man. And we blow shofar, we hit the reset button. We remind ourselves that every breath we take is God's expression of confidence in us. That He believes in us. And therefore, we are ma'amin. Because of that. Not because of our great accomplishments in Torah mitzvahs, not because of the books of philosophy we read about emunah, but because of that ahava mesuteres. Yaakov Meir Shechter is one of the tzaddiki hador in Yerushalayim. The man who suffered immensely in his life. We were zochet for him to be the mo'el for our sons. A person of incredible faith, of incredible resilience. A man of incredible yisurim as well. physically and emotionally, what he's saying in his family, in his own personal life, is really something which no one should ever know from. One of Rabbi Yochanan Shechter's daughters was wheelchair bound, suffered from a physical handicap. She also suffered terribly from depression that was debilitating. I saw with my own eyes Rabbi Yochanan Shechter carrying her down the steps of his apartment in Mea Shearim into a wheelchair to push her up the street to get a little fresh air. The woman who suffered terribly in her life. One day, Rabbi Yochanan Meir Shechter took a cab with his daughter to Ramat Shlomo, just to get a little air, to be in the mountains a little bit, in the hills of Yerushalayim. And as he was pushing her, his daughter turned to him, the man already in his 70s, and said, "Ta," he said, "Yes." He said, "Ta, please tell me, do you love me?" Rabbi Yochanan Shechter turned to his daughter, he said, do I love you?" This is his adult daughter in a wheelchair. He said, do I love you? I love you more than anything in the entire world. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. Tell me, my sweet child, what can I do for you? Tell me." She said, "Nothing. You would do anything for me? Anything." She said, "Please do me a favor, Ta. I can't take it anymore. Just push me off the cliff. I can't do it. I don't have koach. I don't have strength." She was so broken and exhausted from struggling with depression and handicap her entire life. She said, "I can't." And Rabbi Yochanan Meir Shechter, with tears in his eyes, when the tzaddiki hador said to his daughter, "I love you more than anything in the entire world. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you, but that I can't do. Because however much I love you, the Ribbono Shel Olam loves you more. And whatever you think about your life and I think about your life, the Ribbono Shel Olam has a completely different way of seeing it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in your life and needs you here. This I can't do for you." And Adam HaYashar is Mamin B'Chayav. What that means, to be a person who's healthy and balanced, living Yiddishkeit means with a sense of self, of purpose, of confidence. If not, then we should have a Refuah Shleima. And if not, then we'll hear the shofar, we should renew that belief in ourselves. And that during these days we should heed that call that Rabbi Nachman says that the ikur is emuna. V'tzarech adam l'chapes es atzmo or l'chazek es atzmo b'emuna. And halavai, halavai, let's say it al derech ha'tfila, that we be able to believe in ourselves in that search, and that we be able to be mechazek ourselves in that search. And Emir Tz Hashem, the coming year will be filled with emuna shalema.